Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Speak a lot about complementary football. For this offense, when you all are converting on third downs, converting on fourth downs, time of possession, how does this help the entire team?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what it's all about. I think as a team thus far, we haven't been great at raising up together. You know, defense will get a stop, we'll go three and out, we'll score a touchdown, they'll give up a touchdown, special teams will make a play, we won't convert, and so we just have to raise up together. And anytime that we're playing well on third down and staying on the field, it definitely helps the other two phases.
Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. They are out there in LA. They're going to practice out there today. Keep it tuned here all day, and we'll get information. I think right now the key piece of information will be Deebo Samuel more than anything else. Important to have Deebo on the field without Terry, without Noah Brown. They've been without Noah Brown, and last week they were without Terry, but they're going to need Deebo Samuel to win this game. Although, if they don't have him, I still think there's a chance they can win this game. I've liked them since the Atlanta game ended, and the Charger game in New York ended. We'll see what happens. Washington wins Sunday. If, here are my keys to a win. First of all, this game has so many unknowns at this point, you know, on Friday morning, like how the loss of certain key players will impact both teams, which on one hand makes it kind of hard to preview because you're not sure who's going to be in there and who isn't. We know that the Chargers have missing pieces along their offensive line. Just so you know, one of those offensive pieces, Rashawn Slater, one of the best left tackles in the game, he's been out the entire season. They lost Joe Alt on Sunday, and they took a battering up front. They were manhandled at the line of scrimmage, and the Giants are really good getting after the quarterback. Burns, Abdul Carter, the Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau, they're really good. And the Chargers lost that game because they could not win the line of scrimmage on offense. They didn't lose because Jackson Dart was great or Cam Scataboo was great. They were fine defensively in the game. They had a real difficult time with the Giant defense and blocking the Giant defense, and it was too disruptive, and it led to bad plays and turnovers. And a lot of self-infliction in that game, combined with the Giants playing well. But this game is a hard game to preview on one hand because of the loss of many players and not knowing, you know, what these teams will look like with some of the backup players that will play. But on the other hand, in a game like this, you err on the side in terms of picking it. You err on the side of the team that has the better quarterback. And the answer is not easy here, because make no mistake, this is Jaden Daniels versus Justin Herbert, but Jaden Daniels coming off 2 weeks of being out and Justin Herbert being, you know, an elite quarterback himself who played an amazing first three games of the season. He will put it up for grabs. There's no doubt for that about that. He will do that under pressure. And sometimes he'll put it up for grabs and Keenan Allen will make a play. Or Quentin Johnston will make a play. Or Ladd McConkey, who has not had a great start to the season, will make a play. But to me, this is a game in which it's quarterback versus quarterback. I know that the game's won in the trenches and there are other players, but whichever quarterback makes the most plays and the fewest mistakes Sunday, that team wins. That's what you have to go to when you're not sure about what it's going to look like with their offensive line, when you're not sure what it's going to look like with your receiving core against their secondary, which has Derwin James, Tarheeb Still, some good players. I can't wait to see Jaden return to the lineup on Sunday. I am a little bit concerned about what this will look like if he's got to wear a knee brace. Cliff would not, I don't think, and he said it yesterday, and I think that the team isn't putting him out there unless Jaden can be Jaden. So I am going with the assumption that we are going to get Jaden Daniels playing like Jaden Daniels, meaning he's going to be a part of the run game, meaning he's going to take off and scramble. He's going to extend plays outside of the pocket, looking to throw, looking to run. You're going to need that Sunday to win the game. All right, the keys, other than really to me, it's a Jaden Daniels versus Justin Herbert. The guy who makes the most plays and the fewest mistakes, his team wins. You can say that about a lot of games with quarterback, but especially on Sunday. Number one, Washington wins this game if they let Jaden cook, you know, but they don't forget to protect him. And what do I mean by that? Not just protection in terms of max protect or making sure the offensive line does a great job or making sure, you know, they don't make mistakes with their running back and pass pro. I'm talking about running the football on Sunday. Running the football against a team that will sit back and let you run the football on occasion. You know, last week, Cam Scataboo, who really has looked sensational as a rookie, 25 carries, 79 yards. Singletary, 28 yards on 7 carries. The quarterback, Jackson Dart, in the run game, 10 carries, 54 yards. The Giants rush the ball. You want to talk about protecting a young quarterback in his first start, of course. 42 rushes, 21 pass attempts in the game. They won the game 21-18, but they rushed for 161 yards in that football game. You go back to the Denver game. J.K. Dobbins, I talked about him yesterday. In the game that Denver lost in a thriller at SoFi a couple of weeks ago, J.K. Dobbins, 11 carries, 83 yards. Their big problem in that football game is the Denver defense, which is very good. They got dominated time of possession wise. There was a massive play difference. It was like 80-48. The Chargers ran 80 plays, and Denver only ran 48 plays in the game. Not because Denver turned it over. They did not turn the ball over at all in that game. They had a bunch of penalties, which hurt them and derailed drives, you know, and led to them, you know, punting 7 times in the game. But they were there, and they ran the football against the Chargers. You go back to week 2, the Chargers, you know, in a Monday night game against the Raiders, they were better against the run, but it's because the Raiders didn't really try to run the football. They dropped Geno back all night long in a game in which they did get behind by 2 scores. I think Washington has to think about what they did against the Raiders in week 3. And that is protective of Jaden. It will still allow Jaden to be him. You got to let him be Jaden, meaning he's got to be a part of the run game. You know, Jackson Dart was a part of the run game last week. Bo Nix was a part of the run game. You've got to threaten that defense, especially when they're sitting in that too high and saying, go ahead, run the football. You've got to be able to run the football. And with John Bates back, maybe they've got a better chance to do that. Maybe they still have a couple of offensive formations with Trent Scott as a 6th offensive lineman and eligible. They don't need it as much with Bates back, but they could still go to that. Run the football Sunday. Protect Jaden, but let Jaden be a part of it. If he's not able to be a part of the run game, if he's not able to go off schedule as a passer, he shouldn't be playing.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Number two, Washington beats the Chargers if defensively they are much better than they were last week in the trenches. And against the Chargers offensive line, which is definitely compromised with injury, this feels like an opportunity like the defense had against the Giants and the Raiders. I'm talking about in the trenches. Now, the skill position players are much different, much better than what the Giants had in week one with Russell Wilson at quarterback, and even what the Raiders had in week three. Not to mention, those were home games. But I think this is a game where your D-line has to play at a high level, and I think it has a chance to. Now, Duron might be, you know, banged up. He played a poor game Sunday. Steve Suter thought he was sick or injured, that he was so out of it on so many plays. Easily blocked. The effort, he questioned. And maybe it was because Duron was playing hurt. And if he is out, they have to go to, you know, their backups, including guys like Johnny Newton, you know, to get it done. They've got to be much better up front than they were against Atlanta. And they may have the opportunity to do it. So I think Washington wins this game if up front in their defensive line, they win in the trenches. They get off double teams, allowing Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu to make easier tackles closer to the line of scrimmage. Washington's been a decent run-stopping team. Now, Omarion Hampton, the rookie out of North Carolina, had his best game last week against the Giant defense, but it wasn't a lot of carries. Just 12 carries for 128 yards, but that is over 10 yards per carry for the rookie from North Carolina drafted in the first round at number 22 overall, Omarion Hampton. He was not my favorite back in the draft, but he's looked pretty good here to start the season. They've got weapons. They've got Keenan Allen back. They've got Ladd McConkey, who has not had a great start to the season. Quentin Johnston, who couldn't catch a cold his first few years in the league, is catching everything this year. They've got weapons. They've got a quarterback. But you've got to win in the trenches. They have the chance to take advantage of a compromised Charger offensive line, and Kinlaw and Armstrong, if it's Newton rather than Payne, they've got a chance to be disruptive. If they're not disruptive, they're going to give up way too much offensively, and it's going to be a game that they would have to win in a shootout. I'm not sure that's the game you want them in, and I think Sundays there is an opportunity to win at the line of scrimmage defensively. You know, it could be Goldman. It could be Newton. It's got to be Kinlaw. And if Payne plays and he's healthy, he's got to play better than he did last week. Next, simplify it on the back end. Please simplify it. I cannot watch another game, especially given this is the best offense you faced. This is the best group of playmakers. It's the best quarterback you face. They also can run the football. They're also well coached with Harbaugh and with Greg Roman as the OC. All right? They will figure out what you don't do well, and they'll attack it. Simplify it defensively. If that's bend, don't break, fine. See if the Chargers make mistakes. See if the front four can get pressure and can stop the run. And you guys can play more zone coverage, eyes on quarterback, everything in front. Which leads to the next thing. You've got to tackle better than you did. And they've got guys that will break tackles. Hampton can break tackles. Tyler Conklin, their tight end, will break tackles. The kid 86, Gadsden, will break tackles. Keenan Allen, you know, not a tackle breaker. Ladd McConkey, tough sometimes to get to the ground. You've got to tackle better defensively. And then lastly, and this is, you know, the typical cliche, but you've got to win in the other areas of the game, like turnovers and special teams. And Washington's got a chance to win on special teams. They've been an outstanding kick coverage team. Tarheeb still, by the way, as a punt returner, is dangerous. Still was a Maryland corner. He is a dangerous returner. He's a dangerous corner at times. A bit of a risk taker. And they've got a great kicker in Cameron, you know, Dicker the kicker. He's an outstanding kicker, 100% on the season, on field goals this year. Already 8-for-8. Last year he was 39-of-42. This guy is good. Has not missed a kick. Hasn't had a kick blocked. Washington's going to have to match that. Field position will be important. Turnovers will be important. But to me, it comes back to, is Five ready to play the way he can play? If Jaden Daniels is Jaden Daniels Sunday, after what the Chargers went through last week with their offensive line troubles, I'm going to take Washington Sunday to win the game. I'll give you my final score prediction with a footnote at the end of the show. But I think that they can win this football game. I think it's one of those games, too, where early in the game on defense, I think we'll get a feel for, is the result going to look more like Giants-Raiders, or is the result going to look more like Packers-Falcons? And to me, it all starts up front. They have to get off double teams. They have to stop the run, which they've done a good job at, and they've got to be able to scheme up some pass rush if the front four can't get there. This is an opportunity. It wouldn't be an opportunity if the Chargers were healthy along the offensive line. But like the Giants, who were banged up in week one without, you know, Andrew Thomas, like the Raiders, who had troubles along their offensive line and were missing their best guard in that game, this could be an opportunity for the defense to look better. I don't think the defense is a good defense. I think we're going to learn that over 17. But this is one of those opportunities, and maybe the only opportunity they'll have against a really good quarterback, a really good receiver group, a good running back, to actually perform well, because the Chargers are right now flawed in a major way up front. And we saw that against the Giants. We're not the Giants defensively. But you got to play much better than you did against Atlanta. I like the opportunity. I'm going to take Jaden over Justin Herbert. But you got to run the football this week, Cliff. All right, not fancy running football. Let's go at them, especially if they're going to sit back in too high safety. I mean, they'll walk Derwin James down, and he has got to be accounted for, no doubt. But when they're sitting back there saying, go ahead, let's see you run the football, run the football. Take the invitation and do it. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This is a weird game to preview, because I think many of you who are typically very optimistic will be pessimistic today, especially with the injuries. How does Washington beat the Giants? How do you, you know, preview this game? What are the keys to a win over the Giants? We'll take your calls next at 301-230-0980.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.